Come, Holy Spirit, we beg you. Open our hearts.
主，你打开我们的心。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
Our ears.
我们的耳朵。
Make us thirsty for your word.
我们在这里渴求你的功大能。
And may Our Lady,
圣母妈妈
teach us how to listen.
请你教导我们怎样去聆听
and how to keep your word in our hearts.
好像你一样将圣言默存心中
Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us.
永门圣母为我等祈。
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint John,
pray for us.
圣若望为我等祈。
Sacred Heart of Jesus,
耶稣圣心为我等
祈。Have mercy on us.
求你垂怜。
And all the saints of heaven,
天上诸圣，请为我们祈求。
The name of the Father,
因父及子及圣神之名，阿们。
So good evening, dear brothers and sisters.
各位亲爱的兄弟姊妹，晚安。
We continue the topic we started yesterday.
咁我哋今日咧继续琴日我哋所讲嘅说话嘅讲座。
And It is like what we said yesterday, that the word was made flesh.
就我哋琴日所讲啦，就圣言成了血肉。
The word of God became flesh.
天主嘅圣言成咗血肉。
And the word of God wants to take flesh in us.
咁天主嘅圣言咧，喺我哋之内取咗人性嘅肉躯。
He wants that our flesh become His flesh.
耶稣令到我哋嘅身躯成为佢嘅身躯。
You know that in the book of Genesis, when Adam saw Eve,
就喺创世嘅入边咧，就系亚当睇到厄娃嘅时候啦。
What was his reaction?
咁亚当嘅反应系点咧
？Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
佢话你系我骨中之骨，肉中之肉。
And so if Adam may say that about Eve,
咁所以当我睇到亚当系咁样讲厄娃嘅时候咧
，The more Jesus wants to say that about us.
咁亦都系同耶稣对我哋讲同样样嘅说话。
Because the word became flesh.
因为好简单，圣言成了血肉。
He took our flesh.
耶稣取咗我哋人性嘅肉身。
But not only our flesh, which is the flesh of other people.
唔系好似其他人讲嘅血肉之躯。
Our flesh, which is my flesh.
我哋嘅血肉就系等于我哋自己每一个人咧嘅血肉。
The word became flesh, and he wants to become my flesh.
圣言成了血肉系好紧要嘅嘢，就系圣言成为咗我自己呢个人嘅血肉。
Each time we receive the Eucharist,
每当我哋去领受圣体嘅时候
，we are eating the bread of life.
我哋喺度领受紧生命之粮。
But the one who is eating more, it is Jesus. It is Jesus who is eating us.
但其实咧，耶稣更加将我哋系吸取喺佢我哋之内，即系耶稣更加系将我哋吸取成为佢嘅一部分。
Who is transforming us?
耶稣系转化我哋每一个人。
But we also want to cooperate.To that transformation.
咁而我哋每个人都需要咧，同呢一份耶稣嘅转化咧去合作配合噶。
by offering ourselves to Jesus.
怎样合作呢? 就将我们每一个人去奉献给主。
And for each Eucharist, we offer ourselves to God with Jesus.
咁喺每一次领受圣体嘅时候， 我哋同联同耶稣一齐奉献自己俾天主。
We hide in the heart of Jesus, offering himself to the Father.
咁我哋喺耶稣嘅圣心之内去隐藏，而藉住咁样，耶稣将我哋奉献俾天父。
And so we become Jesus.
咁因此咧，我哋成为耶稣。
But also each time we receive the word of God.
咁当然咧，每一次咧，当我哋去领受呢个圣言嘅时候咧，
the word of God is working.
圣言就是在我们每个人之内去工作，
because it is a living word.
因为圣言是一个生活的圣言。
And he can discern between the white and the black, between the good and the not so good.
圣言在我们之内帮我们去辨别什么叫善恶，什么叫好和更加好。
Between light and darkness in our heart.
在我们心里帮我们辨别什么是光明，什么叫黑暗。
And he can separate like the scalpel of the surgeon.
就好像我们那些大国师，就是做手术的医生，把手术刀那样，帮我们去剖析内心的世界。
The word of God is living and active in our heart, in our soul.
圣言在我们的心里面，在灵魂上面，是活生生地去工作着。
But it could become even more active if we could receive it even deeper.
我们可以更加深入地去接受耶稣的时候，耶稣更加在我们之内去生活。
And it is the challenge of the book of Revelation.
那也是默示录给我们的一些挑战。
That the word becomes flesh in his church.
圣言成了血肉，这件事是怎样发生的呢？ 就是在他的教会之内发生的。
So let's go to the next this one. Okay. So can you read the verse 1 and 2?
天主启示教会应该是重视这个默示录的，若望的默示录，是不是？耶稣基督的默示录是天主赐给他的，叫他把那些必须且快要发生的事， 只是给你们自己的奴仆们，他遂打发天使传达给自己的奴仆若望，若望见便见证了天主的话和耶稣基督的见证，即对他所见到的一切作了证。这个是默示录第一章1至2节。
Apocalypse of John, or Revelation of John. And it is the title of the book of Revelation.
默示录的题目是叫《若望的默示录》，这个是它的。
It is the title, it is the Maxilog of John.
很清楚讲到明是若望这个人的默示录。
And then it starts the Apocalypse of Jesus Christ.
跟住第二样嘢就开始讲啦，耶稣基督咧嘅默示录。
So I read the two verses in English for the Apocalypse of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servant what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. So it is very important to understand those two sentences, Apocalypse of John in the title, and then we start Apocalypse of Jesus Christ.
咁咧，頭先咧，神父讀翻六士六第一章第一至二節咧，嗰個聖經章節嘅啫。咁誒，佢而家指出翻咧，有兩樣嘢係個重點，就要講翻默示錄第一個主題咧，係約望的默示錄。第二樣嘢咧，呢個係耶穌基督嘅默示錄。
It is first the Apocalypse of Jesus Christ.
咁呢个首先咧系耶稣基督咧所启示嘅默示录。
It is the revelation about Jesus Christ.
咁呢个系关于咧耶稣基督咧嘅启示。
And this revelation is entrusted to John.
咁关于呢个耶稣基督嘅启示咧，对约望中途嚟讲咧系好有兴趣嘅。
Entrusted to John for John to share it.
咁因为约望咧咁有兴趣关于耶稣嘅启示啦，咁于是乎约望咧就将佢同其他人分享。
So the first point 1A, can you read it?
咁而家咧，睇翻荧光幕，我哋嘅 notes 咧，第一 part 啦吓，第一 A 就讲啦，耶稣基督嘅默示录呢句话，说明咗默示录所启示嘅耶稣基督。
So that's what we just said. The revelation reveals Jesus Christ. So it is the revelation of Jesus. Now the 1B.
跟住继续读落去啦，荧光幕第一、第二一。B 吓，就系话天主赐俾佢呢句说话，讲说明咗耶稣基督的默示录是交给约望，所以也是约望的默示录。
So it is entrusted to John by God. God entrusts the book of Revelation to John.
咁咧，因为天主咧使到约望咧好有兴趣关于咧耶稣嘅启示。
It's like John becomes the secretary of God.
甚至好似咁样样，佢即系换句话讲咧，就好似约望咧成为咗咧耶稣天主嘅秘书。
And at this time, there is no internet.
咁嗰阵时当然啦，就冇互联网。
No email.
咁佢都冇电邮。
So how God did it to give it to John?
咁嗰阵时天主点样可以将佢嘅启示话俾圣约望中途听咧
？So this is 1C.
咁就继续睇落去啦。1C 咧咁样讲，天主他遂打发天使传达给自己的奴仆约望。这句说话说明了天主派遣了一位奇妙的天使将默示录的奥秘传达给约望。
So it is about a mysterious angel.
这个是关于给约望的一个奥秘。
That God sent his angelTo his servant John.
咁於是乎，天主就派遣咗佢嘅天使咧，傳達俾咗佢嘅仆人約望。
To transmit this revelation from God to John.
咁啊，將天主嘅啟示咧傳遞咗俾聖約望。
But how did the angel do to communicate the revelation? We don't know.
咁但系天使点样将天主嘅启示咧，去同话俾约望听啦？咁其实咧，我哋系唔知道噶。
John did not tell us.
咁啊，圣约望中途都冇话俾我听嘅嗰阵时候，天使点样同佢讲嘢
？And why John did not tell us?
咁点解圣约望中途冇同我哋讲啊？
Because it was not his mission to tell us that.
好简单，因为咧圣约望中途咧系冇被派遣啊，呢个唔系佢嘅使命，所以佢唔需要同我哋解释。
the mission was to tell us what is the revelation.
咁最重要嘅重点咧，仰望嘅使命咧，就话俾我听，究竟天主启示啲乜嘢俾我哋知咧
？Not how it worked.
唔系究竟佢点样样启示俾佢啊？
Like we will not explain to you how works the computer.
咁譬如就等于而家啦，我哋用电脑啦吓，我哋唔知道咧电脑点，唔需要明白电脑点样去运行运作噶。
But the computer will help us to see the slides.
咁但最主要我就知道咧，有部电脑啦，就令到我哋啦有 PowerPoint 睇啦。
But we just know that it was thanks to an angel that John received the message.
咁但好紧要就知道啦，天主派遣咗一个天使啦，系将佢嘅信息咧传递俾圣约望中徒。
And in fact, we can see in the Bible that God loves to use angel when he wants to communicate with men.
咁好得意，我哋睇到啦吓，即系圣经咧不断咁样样睇到一样嘢咧，就系天主咧好中意派遣佢嘅天使啊，同人去沟通嘅。
And we know that angels are very good servant of God.
咁我都知道啦，天主啦，唔系天使啦，天使咧系天主一个好好嘅仆人嚟嘅，忠仆嚟嘅。
And there is just one question that we don't know who this angel is.
咁我哋都唔知道啦，呢一位天使系边一位天使。
And we would like to know.
咁我哋可能好八卦，都好想知道啦。
So how shall we know?
咁我哋又点知啦
？You have to ask John.
咁你可能你自己要问圣约望中徒啦。
Or ask the angel himself.
或者你自己同你嘅同天使沟通。
And if he tells you, please tell me.
咁如果你问你嘅 guardian angel 咧，佢话俾你听，就唔该你话俾神父听。
Because we may have some idea about the name of the angel.
可能我哋都知道咧，认识到天使一啲嘅名称啦。
But it cannot be confirmed.
咁但系可能好多时候咧，我哋佢哋啲名咧都未曾得到证实嘅。
Unless the angel say yes, it's me.
咁除非真系好肯定咁样讲啊，呢个系我啦咁。
But maybe also there is a reason we don't know his name.
咁亦都可能有一个理由，我哋唔知道呢个天使嘅名字噶。
To let us understand that to understand the word of God, we always need an angel.
咁就好简单，就我哋要明白咧圣言嘅时候，好多时候都需要一位天使。
That if we don't understand, it is normal because we didn't receive yet the visit of the angel.
咁我哋唔明白都唔紧，都好正常，因为我哋暂时啦，我相信咧，大家都未曾俾呢个天使拜访过。
The angel, it is somebody who will help me to understand better.
咁其实天使咧系一个使者咧，帮我哋更加明白天主嘅启示。
Then we see the mission of John to communicate the revelation to the church.
咁我都睇到啦，约望嘅使命咧，就系将天主嘅启示咧，系话俾呢个教会听嘅。
That is the 1D.
咁你都系一 D 啦，荧光幕所讲啦，叫他把那些必须且快要发生的事，指示给自己的奴仆们。这句话说明了约望将启示以书本的形式传给教会。
God wants to show his servants what will happen soon.
咁咧，天主咧好希望咧话俾佢个仆人听将来要发生嘅事。
Who are his servants?
咁究竟边啲系天主嘅仆人呢
？That's us.
就系我哋咯。
That's the church.
就是天主的教会。
And so God is sending John to transmit the message to the church.
咁咧，所以天主系派遣圣约望咧，就系将佢嘅说话俾呢个教会听。
Now this message of revelation is given like a witnessing.
咁呢个启示嘅信息咧，就好似一个见证咁样样。
It is not given like a report.
唔系咧，系一个报告。
Like you can see on the TV mini report.
就好似睇电视嗰阵时候，我见到好多新闻报告啊咁。
And the journalists, the reporters, they are not part of the story.
咁咧好多时候咧，嗰啲记者啦吓，其实佢咧都唔系个故事嘅主角。
They look from outside.
佢哋都系旁观者。
And they ask us to look from outside.
咁咧用外人嘅角度咧去睇报告嗰个故事嘅。
Revelation is given like a witnessing.
咁但系启默示录就唔同啦，佢系一个见证。
And a witness is somebody who is inside.
咩叫见证咧？就系嗰个人咧，系即系对天主嘅说话系有更加深切嘅了解。
Not outside the story.
唔系一啲外人。
So can we read it? The 1E.
咁啦，荧光幕一 E 咧就系咁讲嘅。若望便见证了天主的话和耶稣基督的见证，即对他所见到的一切作了证。这句说话说明了若望按照他所看见的做了忠实的见证。
And you see the double witnessing.
我们看到是双重的见证。
John gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
若望是见证了天主的话，第二样东西就是耶稣基督的见证。
And this is very important to keep the witness to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以很重要的一样东西，我就见证什么东西，就见证耶稣基督的见证，所以这个双重的见证。
Because some Bible's translation, they took away the testimony. They just say, who gives witness to the word of God and to Jesus Christ.
因为有些外国人的翻译，有些英文本的翻译就是这样，翻译都不准的，只是说仰望见证了天主的话和耶稣基督而已。
Of course, John is witness to Jesus.
当然若望是见证耶稣。
But he's also witness to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
但其实他不单是耶稣基督，而是耶稣基督所作的见证，若望都作这个证明。
So it means that Jesus himself is a witness.
首先我们要明白耶稣基督是一个证人。
John is witness to Jesus.
咁而咧，耶稣基督所做嘅见证咧，若望都目睹咗，所以咧都可以为佢做见证。
And Jesus is witness to somebody else.
咁而耶稣基督系为边个做见证啊
？To whom is Jesus the witness?
系咯，耶稣系见证紧边一个人啊 ？God.
The Father. In his whole life, Jesus did not stop to witness to the Father.
咁耶稣基督整个嘅生命咧，净系为一个人见证嘅咧，就系天父。
And the ultimate witnessing of Jesus to the Father, what was it?
咁耶稣基督最后咧为天父做嘅见证系乜嘢嘢啊？
His death on the cross and his heart, pierced heart.
咁耶稣基督最后为天父做嘅见证咧，就系佢被钉喺十字架上啦，同埋佢被刺透嘅心。
And John had the privilege to witness.
咁而约圣约望中途咧，系好有幸地咧喺十字架下啦，见证到耶稣嘅圣死。
And here we can see how much the book of Revelation and the gospel are close.
咁所以由此我睇得到啦，系圣约望福音啦吓，同埋呢个默示录两者咧嘅关系咧系好紧扣噶。
Because John is the witness of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为约望中途佢咧就系耶稣基督所做嘅见证咧嘅证人。
Now, the book of Revelation is about this double witnessing, witness to the word of God and witness to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以呢, 默示錄呢, 是为了两件事去见证的。 第一,就是见证了天主的说话。 第二样嘢呢,就是耶稣基督所作的见证。
So we could do as we do usually, it's only to care for the word of God.
所以不只是他关心的,是圣言本身。
Because the book of Revelation, it is written with words.
当然,默示录是用文字去写成的。
And it's already a big work to read those words and to listen to those words.
所以呢,其实呢,要我们去看这些说话,去听这些说话,都要很大工程。
And to do it, it pleases Jesus very much already.
其实我只是听和看,默示录已经是很令到耶稣欢心的了。
But are we able to receive the witnessing of John about the testimony of Jesus Christ?
但第二件事,就是我们要问自己,我们可不可以像约翰一样,见证到耶稣基督的见证呢?
We don't want to miss half of the book.
其实我们很多时候都只是做了一半。So
it's kind of a challenge.
所以为你来说,是一个很大的挑战。
Okay, can you read the verse
3? 天主启示教会应该要重视什么呢?
Already?
耶稣
the small character. Do you have the remote control? I'm lost.
Oh, sorry, Revelation, chapter 1.
Verse 3?
Yes.
3.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So, blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near.
神父只不过将刚才那句说话用英文读多次。
It's about blessing.
这个是关于祝福。
Happy.
是很开心的事。
Happy are we.
那我们其实多有福啊。
To read aloud.
我们要大声地宣读,诵读。
She's happy.
所以每个人都应该很开心。
I am happy.
我们每个人都很喜乐。
And happy those who listen.
那是什么人是有福呢? 是那些听了的人。
You are happy, you are blessed.
那我们是开心的,因为我们有福啊。
And keep what is written in it.
而最重要的就是遵行所记载的。
And so to keep, it takes a little more time.
而遵行这件事,就需要花多些功夫和时间。
It means that this happiness, this blessing is not only for now.
所以说,这个祝福不是只是我看的时候,而现在。
But it is to last.
而这个祝福是要永远的。
To last as long as we keep it in our heart.
这是要长久的。只要我们将这句说话放在我们珍藏在我们的心里面,这个祝福就会继续存留在我们之内。
So that's a good medicine.
所以这个是一个很好的灭灵丹妙药。
For many diseases of our time.
咁为我哋而家呢个时代咧，好多嘅疾病咧都系一个好好嘅药啦吓。
But we need to keep this those different steps: one reading, the other listening.
咁所以我哋系要睇到啦，我哋系一边读啦，而一边咧去聆听嘅。
And then we can keep it.
咁我哋就可以能够咧去摆喺我哋嘅心入边。
We need to be together.
我哋每个人，我哋需要喺埋一齐。
Of course, when you go back home, you will look it on your own.
咁当然我哋翻到屋企嗰阵时候，我哋自己单独咁样去睇圣经啦。
But we need to get together regularly to receive it together.
咁我哋需要咧喺一齐聚集啦，定期咁样聚会咧，一齐咧去聆听同埋诵读呢个圣经嘅。
There is a special blessing for this gathering.
咁而因为我哋聚会一齐啦，咁我哋有特别嘅祝福嘅。
And this is the lectio divina of the church.
咁呢个都系教会所俾我哋嘅圣言诵读。
So now we will continue to read the first hour.
若望将耶稣的神事以文字阐释表达，并以书本的形式传给教会。这本书邀请教会举行美妙的 Lectio Divina 圣言诵读，带领教会达到应许的祝福。
John was invited to write the word of God and everything he saw.
咁咧，約望係被邀請咧，去將佢所見到嘅所有事情咧，係寫落嚟。
That means that John had to describe his vision to put it into writing.
咁所以咧，約望首先咧係要將佢見到嘅異象咧，係用文字咧咁樣去記載，咁樣描述出嚟嘅。
And I'm sure you imagine it is very difficult work.
咁大家都相信都會諗到啦嚇，其實呢件事咧唔係咁簡單啊。
You know very well when we have to describe something we saw to somebody else who didn't see it.
我哋个人经验都系啦，譬如我哋经历到啲嘢，见到啲嘢，咁而去同翻我啲冇见过嘅朋友去分享嗰时候，都好难去讲表达。
It could be so difficult.
其实可以系一件好困难嘅事。
Just when you will indicate the way to somebody. If you ask somebody else, you will be sent to two different places.
系咯，即可能你同呢个人讲，就其实可能大家 get 到嘅嘢咧，系好唔同嘅。
So, from the vision to the words.
咁所以约望咧就要将见到嘅异象咧而写成文字。
And then the words are put in a book.
咁其实将啲文字咧系结集成书。
And the book is sent to the church.
咁呢本书咧就系俾咗教会嘅。
And the church is invited to read it together.
咁而教会咧系被邀请咧系将呢本结集成书嘅文字咧喺一齐咧去诵读。
And is blessed above all measure.
咁而我哋一齐种到嗰时候咧，系会得到咧，我哋想象唔到吓，超越晒一切嘅祝福。
A blessing, abundant blessing, because we allow the word of God to come in our flesh.
因为我得到无限丰盛嘅祝福，因为我哋每个人容许啦，圣言成了血肉。
To allow the word of God to come and to dwell in our flesh.
我哋让咧天主嘅圣言嚟到我当中，喺我哋之内，成了血肉。
And to allow the word of God to make everything new.
都让圣言将一切嘅事情都系更新。
Because He wants to make us new.
因为天主圣言想将一切都成为新的。
When we love somebody,
当我们是爱一个人的时候，
we become like him.
我们很自然跟他就好似样的。
We receive his qualities.
咁我哋都会得有习染咗佢一啲嘅品性啦、特质。
And we raise our level to his level.
咁佢都会将我哋咧嘅水准咧提升到佢嗰个水平。
To please him.
咁咧都系要取悦对方。
And because we are attracted by him.
因为好简单，就因为我哋被佢所吸引啦。
And so we become like Jesus.
咁所以咧，我哋就系成为咧，就越嚟越超似耶稣啦。
So that's the book of Revelation is like a training to receive the word of God.
咁所以默示录咧就好似系一个嘅训练咧，训练我哋点样去接受咧天主嘅圣言。
To become like Jesus.
就好似耶稣一样。
So now we will see the continue the content of our research.
咁个内容咧就以五个信德嘅感官嚟接受默示录嘅圣言中毒。咁我哋嚟睇睇默示录连结咗五个感官嘅。
With the five senses of faith.
咁咧就系用五个嘅信德嘅感官咧嚟接受嘅。第一个咧就系经由倾听，第二个系经由看见，第三个哦。Do you want me to read them all or one by one?
Yeah, all the sense of hearing, and then
the, okay.我们就是第一个就是经由倾听
and the sense of sight
第二个是经由看见
and the sense of touch
第三个是经由触摸
and the sense of taste
第四个是经由品尝
and the sense of smell
第五个就是经由嗅闻
and we want to understand what it has to do with our faith.
咁我都知道，其实呢五个感官咧，都系同我哋嘅信德系有关嘅。
Because we know already from some words of the Bible.
咁因为我哋已经咧明知道咧圣经入边有啲嘅说话啦。
Where it is spoken about John who gives witnessing to the word of God.
咁我哋都睇到啦，系约望咧，系见证紧咧圣言。
About what he saw, what we saw, what we heard, what we touched about the word of God.
咁我哋系听到啦，睇到啦，触摸到嘅圣言。
So we only add to taste and to smell.
咁我哋紧紧就开始去品尝，同埋去要嗅闻。
Because we are a whole person.
因为我哋每个人咧系整人，系全人嘅
吓。With the five senses.
全人发展，即系全人，我用我哋嘅五官咧，咁样去同耶稣咧去接触。
And the book of Revelation will invite us also to taste something.
咁咧而默示录咧系邀请我哋咧去品尝一啲事情。
And maybe also to smell something.
可能都会闻到一啲嘢啦。
But now we first look at the listening.
咁首先咧，我哋系讲翻倾听。
Read the first number.
好，第一点咧就系教会嘅圣言中毒。默示录嘅开始指出第一个鼓励嚟读默示录。
So at the beginning of Revelation, there is this encouragement to read the book of Revelation and a promise for a blessing.
咁呢个都系祝福咧嘅地方嚟噶。
And then at the end of the book.
咁咧，而第二样嘢咧就系教会嘅圣言中毒。 默示錄的結束，指出第二個鼓勵來讀默示錄，並且要需要尊重默示錄的警告。
There is in the, at the end of the book another encouragement, not only to read the book but to keep it.
咁咧，我哋第二個鼓勵咧，唔單止係睇默示錄啦，最緊要咧，仲要係珍藏喺心入邊。
And also a warning to respect it.
咁同埋都會警告我哋咧，我哋需要去尊重呢個啟示啊。
Not to change.
唔係去改變。
Or to add.Or to take away.
不是去加加减减任何嘢。
So we will read again the verse 3 of the chapter 1.
咁咧系要经由倾听啦，默示录嘅开始，默示录第一章第三节系描写教会嘅圣言中毒。默示录嘅第一章第三节系咁样讲，那中毒。和那些听了这预言的话而又遵行预言所记载的是有福的，因为时期已临近了。
Blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. We cannot get tiredto read this verse.
咁所以我哋咧应该咧就大家都有记性嘅话，重复咗呢句圣言啦吓，但我哋应该要时时刻刻啦都记住佢。
And we pray that it becomes part of us.
咁我哋要祈祷啦，将呢句圣言咧系默存喺我哋心入边啦，成为我哋嘅一部分。
So that when we don't feel so blessed anymore,
咁所以当我哋感觉唔系再受到祝福嘅时候啦
，we go back quickly to read the revelation.
咁所以我哋第一样嘢嘅时间就即刻啦去睇翻默示录
，or to read for others,
或者为其他人咧去诵读呢个默示录。
And when we meet, oh, let's read first a few verses of Revelation to raise up our spirit.
咁或者我哋喺祈祷嘅时候、聚会嘅时候，可能首先咧就彼此鼓励啦，就系读默示录，咁咧鼓励翻大家，振奋大家嘅灵魂嘅心神。
And so, it is one who is reading the group.Who is listening and everybody makes the effort to keep the word in his heart.
咁就系好似咁讲啦，一人读啦，就众人听。每一个人努力咁将天主圣言放在心中。
And this is the Lectio Divina of the Church.
咁呢个咧就系教会嘅圣言中毒。
To read, to listen together, and to treasure the word of God.
咁我哋一齐去诵读，一齐去聆听，而且系珍惜天主嘅话。
But how can we treasure the word of God?
我哋点样去能够珍惜天主嘅话呢？
There is so many information in our lives.
喺我哋嘅生活入边咧，有好多嘅资讯啊。
The whole day.
每日咧，我哋每一个生活啦，都好多嘢。
Just look at yourself when you are in the train or in the metro.
我搭地铁嗰阵时候，睇下大家嘅情况。
You are with the mobile phone and
我哋挂住玩手机啦，扫来扫去啦。
Doesn't stop.
就我哋唔停咁 WhatsApp 啦。
Even when you are together eating or talking together, always.
咁就算我哋食饭啊，同啲朋友聚会啊，都系挂住望住个手机。
Where is your heart?
你个心喺边啊
？What do you keep in your heart?
你个心究竟入边有啲乜嘢喺入边 keep 住喺入边啊
？So it is a great challenge to keep the word of God in our heart.
咁所以咧，我哋呢个系一个好大嘅挑战，点样能够咧将天主嘅圣言咧珍藏喺我哋嘅心入边
？Of course, the mobile phone is very useful as a good instrument of communication.
咁当然啦，呢一个嘅手机啦吓，系一个好有用嘅通讯工具。
But we must be careful not to harm our heart and to reduce the capacity of our heart to keep the treasure.
咁但我哋要好清楚，要好小心咁样咧，唔好让手机咧去取代咗我哋嘅圣言喺我哋心入边嘅地位。
And so, the book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible where is described the church lectio divina.
咁而默示录其实咧系圣经入边咧唯一嘅一部书啦，描写教会嘅圣言诵读。
And it is the only book of the Bible we don't like to read.
咁就好似系圣经入边咧唯一一本书咧，我哋应该系要睇嘅，认真咁睇。
And maybe it is because it is a little difficult that God explains specially how to read it and together.
咁可能因为佢讲嘅嘢比较难啦，咁所以咧天主都教我哋点样啦，我哋一齐去读嘅时候咧，应该点样读？
Because it is like to take a dinner together.
就好似咧，其实就好似俾个比喻啦，就好似我哋一齐食饭。
And maybe we should not take it alone this meal.
就好似就当我哋食饭啦，就应该一齐食饭啦，就唔系一个人啦去食饭。
Because it may be difficult for digestion.
咁就可能一个人食饭嗰阵时会食滞啊。
So this Lectio Divina requires three steps, three actions.
咁咧，圣言诵读嘅时候咧，就需要咧教会咧有三个动作咧要做嘅。
The first action, it is to read loudly and clearly with the good intonations.
咁第一样嘢咧，就我哋要大声啦，而且好清楚咁样宣读。并且咧，用一个正确嘅音调咧，咁样去宣读。
And we need to practice and to ask the Holy Spirit.
咁而读嘅时候咧，就系需要练习啦，而且咧系邀请咧圣神咧带领我哋。
Because if I am asked to read it loudly for other people,
就譬如话，如果我系净系咧好大声咁同为其他人讲啦。
I am given a great responsibility.
咁咧，我其实咧，我系有一个好大嘅责任。
The way how I will read it may allow my brothers to receive it.
咁因为咧，我点样去读经嗰个咧，其实好紧要。因为我点样读嗰个经文咧，系会影响到咧其他嘅兄弟姊妹所接收嘅信息咧，系点样接收法嘅。
Or the way I read it may prevent my brother to receive it if I don't read it well.
如果我读得唔好嘅时候咧，亦都可能会阻碍到咧其他嘅兄弟姊妹咧点样去接受呢个圣言。
And definitely, if I ask the Holy Spirit, He will help me.
咁好肯定嘅啦，如果我求圣神帮我咧，佢一定会引导我噶。
And that's why I must be very poor in front of the Word of God.
所以咧，我哋喺圣言面前咧，一定咧要成为一个好贫穷、神贫嘅人。
Because I don't want to distort it.
因为咧，我唔想咧去影响咗啦，去骚扰咗呢个圣言。
As if I put too much emotion.
如果我读嗰阵时候咧，有好大嘅情绪。
Or I am too cold.
或者咧系好冷漠。
I must find the good intonation.
咁所以我读嘅时候，读经嗰位咧，系应该要用正确嘅音调、语调咧去宣读。
And so we must be very poor.
咁所以我哋喺圣言面前，一定咧系要成为一个好贫穷嘅人。
Because we are instrument of God, we must be very poor.
很重要的一件事，因为我们每个人都是天主的工具，所以我们每一个人都是应该一个很贫穷的人，神贫的人。
The instrument is in the hand of God.
因为天主的工具就是在天主的手里面。
And does not know what God will do next.
而我们每个人都不知道天主下一步是想做什么。
But the instrument is okay to let God do what he wants.
所以是天主的工具就好了，天主你想怎样我就请你去，即我接受你想点。
You know the good example was Little Teresa.
咁呢个好好会俾我哋好好嘅见证咧，就系圣女小德兰啦。
And she told Jesus.
咁佢话俾耶稣听
，Jesus, may I be your little ball? You know?
耶稣让我成为你手入边咧一个小皮球。
You can play with it when you like.
咁你中意嘅时候咧，可以玩呢个波仔。
And if you don't like, you forget it under the table. It's fine.
咁如果你唔中意嗰阵时候咧，将佢踢埋一边，摆喺台底，冇所谓啊。
But I am sure Jesus did not forget it very long.
咁我都好肯定咧，耶稣咧唔会咧忘记呢个小波小皮球。
Because he loves little Teresa so much.
因为咧，耶稣系非常之爱呢个小德兰啊。
And then we need to listen the word of the prophecy.
咁第二样嘢咧，我哋都要倾听、聆听咧默示录嘅说话。
We need to develop our ability to listen.
我哋咧系需要咧去发展咧我哋聆听咧嘅能力。
And today there are not many people who are able to listen.
好遗憾咧，今日咧其实唔系好多人啦识得点样去听噶。
We hear many sounds.
我哋出边有好多嘅声音，我哋听到好多嘅声音。
We listen 5 seconds to one.
我们听到五四三二一
And we are disturbed. We listen to another sound.
跟着呢
5 seconds.
五秒之后呢我们就已经过去第二道了。
To be able to listen and to keep our attention.
我们真的要聆听的时候，是听完之后呢我们要有注意力去集中。
To the one speaking to us.
集中在跟我们说话那位。
And to try to understand his intention.
咁都让我哋明白对方咧嘅来意。
That's what means listening.
咁呢个系真正嘅聆听。
And in Revelation, we are invited to listen.
咁喺默示录入边，我哋系被邀请咧去聆听。
And to listen.To what the Spirit says to the churches.
咁喺默示录第二章同埋第三章，佢哋咁讲：有耳朵的，应听圣神向各教会所说的话。
And so that's why we pray the Holy Spirit.
咁所以我哋好需要嘅咧，就系要同圣神去祈求。
Because we don't really know how to listen to the Holy Spirit.
因为其实我哋唔系好知道点样去聆听圣神。
Where is the phone to listen to the Holy Spirit?
咁我哋究竟有冇啊？有冇电话教我哋听到同圣神搭线？
Is there a special room to go to listen to the Holy Spirit? Is written room of the Holy Spirit.
或者会唔会有间房咧，系叫圣神房，入到去听到圣神讲嘢咧
？I'm sure it will be very convenient.
咁如果有就正啦，系咪？大家都容易听到。
And everybody will crowd going there. Holy Spirit, what do you want?
系啦，咁所以如果真有间圣神房，就好多人会入到去啦。就话圣神，你想我做啲乜嘢啊？
And we need to keep what is written in the book to keep in our heart.
咁所以第三点咧，就要将默示录嘅话语咧保存喺我哋心入边。
Again, this is a real challenge.
咁呢个系一个非常之大、真正咧嘅挑战。
Our civilization invites us to see so many things in one day.
咁啊，而家现代嘅文化咧，就不断邀请我哋。你一日之内咧，吓就有好多唔同嘅画像、唔同嘅影像啊。
But if we are not careful, at the end of the day, we are totally empty.
咁但系如果我哋唔小心嘅时候咧，过完一日之后咧，我哋成个人咧系空虚嘅、空壳。
And this is crazy. It should be the contrary.
咁其實呢個啦，其實係好瘋癲嘅，都唔係天主想要嘅嘢。
But it's not strange because too much makes it impossible to keep anything.
咁其實呢個都係正常啦，因為太多嘅時候，你都唔令到我哋根本冇可能咧去。
And so we must discern what we want to keep in our heart.
所以咧，我哋每人咧应该都系要辨别究竟咧，我哋应该存留啲乜嘢咧喺我哋嘅心入边。
And for that, we may ask the Virgin Mary.
咁因此咧，我哋系需要咧向圣母妈妈祈求。
She's the expert.
圣母咧喺呢方面咧系一个专家嚟嘅。
To keep the word of Jesus in her heart.
就将圣言默存喺心中。
And she's our mother for that.
咁咧，圣母咧系我哋嘅模范。
So we must ask her, Mama Mary, please teach me to listen, teach me also to read, and teach me to keep the word in my heart.
所以我哋多啲同圣母祈求啦，都请佢教导我哋点样去聆听，而且系将天主嘅说话默存心中。
And teach me to discern what is important, what I should keep preciously.
咁亦都系教导我点样咧去做辨别，究竟乜嘢系为我哋系重要，而且乜嘢因此咧而系存留喺我哋个心入边。
Because sometimes we keep things that are not important.
因为好多时候咧，我哋个心入边咧都摆咗啦，存留咗有啲嘢咧，根本系唔重要嘅。
And we miss what was really important.
咁因此咧，我哋就系失去咗啦一啲真正紧要嘅嘢。
Because maybe we met somebody and we felt he was angry at us.
咁可能我哋见到有个人啦，咁而我会觉得咧佢嬲咗我。
And we only remember that.
咁我哋净系记得呢样嘢喎。
And we just became mad at that person.
咁于是乎同佢咧又唔中意佢啦。
But in fact, the person told us something, but we forgot.
咁但其实可能嗰个人同我哋讲嗰啲嘢，我哋又唔记得。
And that was very important.
咁佢同我讲嗰啲嘢好紧要啊。
It was the beginning of a reconciliation.
咁其实呢个可能佢讲嘅嘢咧，就系我哋要修和嘅开始。
And we did not hear it.
咁好多时候咧，我哋都听唔到啊。
Because we were not listening.
因为好多时候我哋都听唔到。
We were upset.
我哋真系已经系好唔开心啊。
So the Virgin Mary is a good teacher.
咁咧，圣母咧系一个好好嘅导师。
Now the Book of Revelation has a finality, like brings us to a goal.
咁而默示录咧，会带到我哋咧去一个目的地啊。嘅目标咧，系带领默示录真言中读嘅目标，系带领我哋达到预言嘅实现，因为时期临近了。
And the goal is the realization of the prophecy.
咁默示录嘅目的咧，就系要我哋去到边一度咧？目的地咧，就系要我哋达到预言嘅实现。
For time is near.
因为时期已经临近了。
What time? What is this time that is near?
咁究竟咩时期呢
？The time to go home, to have rest, and to go home.
我谂都系要咪时候翻屋企啦。
Maybe that is.
可能啦。
The time of the actual coming and presence of Jesus to His church.
咁咧有几点可以分享嘅？就耶稣而家咧系嚟到佢嘅教会嘅时期。
The Book of Revelation is about the actual coming of Jesus to His church.
默示录系关于咧耶稣系真正咁样翻翻嚟佢嘅教会入边。
It's not only about the future.
唔系讲关于将来。
It is also the time of mercy and conversion.To follow Jesus.
这个时期都是慈悲和悔改的时期去跟随耶稣。
And then it is the time of the second coming of Christ in His glory.
咁第三样嘢咧，就系耶稣第二次光荣来临嘅时期。
So this is in the future.
咁第三点即系第二次光荣来临嘅时期咧，就系关于将来发生嘅事。
But it's already started by the actual coming of Jesus.
但系其实呢个时期已经开始咗，因为耶稣已经实在咁样嚟咗喺教会入边。
And we prepare it by welcoming Jesus already now.
喺此时此刻，我哋已经开始准备耶稣嘅来临。
And there is nothing to fear for Jesus, that Jesus will be coming in His glory. At the contrary,
咁我哋相反啦，所以唔需要担心，唔需要害怕耶稣第二次光荣来临。
We can only be waiting for Him.
咁我哋只系好开心，好期待啦，好期待耶稣你快啲嚟啦。
And just impatient.
其实我哋应该会等得好心急。
But we are not so impatient.
但其实我哋又唔系。
Take your time.
咁好多时，哎，慢慢嚟啦，你唔使咁急，慢慢嚟啦咁。
I have many things to do still.
咁但其实我哋真唔系咁热切期待耶稣嚟啦，就你慢慢嚟啦，我有好多嘢未要做啊。
So there is some contradiction in my faith.
咁所以其实我哋嘅反省翻我哋嘅信仰啦吓，都有阵时真系唔系好即系两者都有啲冲突同矛盾。
I say that I love Jesus, I believe in Jesus, but I am not so impatient for Him to come.
咁我话诶，耶稣好爱你啊，咁但系咧，但相反咧，我哋又唔系好想佢快啲嚟。
And the book of Revelation is like the food for this long trip.
就好似，但系所以呢个默示录就好似一个好长嘅旅途当中俾我哋嘅食粮啊。
The trip, the journey of the church.
咁呢个乜嘢嘅旅途啦？呢个系教会嘅旅途当中俾我哋嘅食粮。
The church following Jesus.
咁呢个教会呢系跟随耶稣嘅教会。
And impatient for this coming of Jesus in His glory.
咁我哋都系好热切咁样期待啦，耶稣第二次光荣咁嚟临翻佢嘅教会。
So this Lectio Divina is a promise of beatitude already now. Even before we could see Jesus in the beatific vision.
咁所以呢个圣言中毒啦，就系其实咧喺同耶稣直接面对面嘅荣福直观之前，应许俾我哋遇上嘅真福。
Because we know, we believe that we will see Him one day face to face. It will be beautiful.
因为我哋好相信有朝一日我哋能够系面对面，咁系睇到耶稣，而呢个面对面嘅见面咧，系非常非常之美丽。
It will be our beatitude.
呢个就系我哋嘅真福。
And the fact that we cannot see Him already is painful for us.
所以其实当我哋发现咗我哋自己唔能够真系面对面咁样去同耶稣去见面，天主见面嘅时候咧，系呢个系一个痛苦嘅事。
It is painful as faith is painful.
点解咧？因为等待吓，要信德嘅等待，睇唔到荣福直观咧，系一个痛苦嘅事。
Because the light of faith that allows us to know Jesus is also a darkness.
因为我哋喺信德嘅旅程当中，我哋系见唔到耶稣嘅时候咧，系会有啲黑暗嘅时候。
Hiding in Jesus.
因为喺信德嘅旅途入边，耶稣好似系隐藏咗佢自己。
So the blessing promised by the book of Revelation is like a comfort to give us the strength and the patience.
咁而 启示默示录所应许的真福啦，就喺成日我呢个信德嘅旅程入边，俾我哋力量同埋安慰。
Because we need this strength.
因为我哋实在好需要呢个力量。
We don't have the strength in ourselves.
我哋自己本身系冇能力，冇呢个力量。
It is given to us.
呢个力量，信德嘅力量咧，系天主赐俾我哋。
And according to our cooperation,
咁天主嘅力量点样赐俾我哋咧？信德嘅力量系要按照我哋每个人同佢有几咁合作。
According to our desire,
系按照我哋嗰份嘅渴求。
And our effort to open ourselves,
诶，我哋嘅努力咧，有几咁努力咧，去将自己开放俾天主。
Now, John was asked to write everything in a book and to send it to the churches of Asia.
咁跟住咧，約望聖約望中途咧，係被邀請咧去寫信咧，俾七個教會。
And the seven letters to the seven churches are like Jesus preaching directly to the churches.
咁呢写俾呢封七封信咧，写俾七个教会咧，就好似耶稣咧亲自咧教导普世教会。
It will be nice if we said, "Ah, now for the coming Lent season, the next retreat for the parish will be preached by Jesus Christ."
就好似咧，我哋吓，如果耶稣对我哋嘅教导啦，好似譬如话嚟紧四旬期啦吓，咁我哋堂区备证咧，嗰个啊讲者系边个啦？就耶稣吓，佢哋真正带我哋带备证一样，一个比喻就一样。
Everybody will attend.
咁我耶稣嚟你堂区做备证，系咪所有人都会嚟听先？
The book of Revelation is it is that.
咁所以咧，我睇到默示录咧个七封信咧，俾七个教会七封信咧，就系讲紧呢样嘢。
Because the seven churches of Asia represents the universal church.
其实咧，呢七个教会咧系代表咗系普世教会。
What time is it?
8:15.
Okay. Terrible. Time is so, so fast. So what should we do? To let you go home to have a rest? So we just read the part of the book of Revelation and let you think about it. So you read the chapter 22, verse 6 and 7 here.
咁我哋咧系继续去。You mean now, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sorry. 好啦，跟住继续落啦，就系耶稣默示录嘅结束啦，系22章第六节系咁样讲。天使又给我说。这些话都是可信而真实的，因为是赐先知神恩的上主天主派遣了自己的使者，把那些必须快要发生的事指示给自己的仆人们。记住，我快要来，凡遵守本书预言的是有福的。
And the angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true."
咁咧，佢就话天使咧，藉住天使同我讲呢啲话咧，系真实同埋可信。
And the Lord, the God of the Spirit of the prophet, has sent His angel to show His servant what must soon take place.
咁亦都系派赐先知神喺个上主天主派遣咗自己嘅使者。把嗰啲快要发生嘅事话俾佢嘅仆人听。
We see again the angel.
睇到再次睇到天使啦。
And behold, I am coming soon.
记住，我快要来。
Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book.
凡遵守本书预言的，是有福的。
So since it is the end of the book,
因为这本是默示录的结束。
The blessing is not anymore about those who read the book.
咁即系祝福唔系再系话你睇呢本书嘅人。
Because you have read it already.
因为你已经系睇过晒呢本默示录啦。
But the blessing is for those who keep it in their heart.
咁所以呢嚟到呢一度个祝福咧，就俾嗰啲睇完之后咧，系存留喺心入边嘅人。
So.May each one of us may keep it in our heart.
让我们每一个人都是将天主的说话默存在我们的心里面遵守。
And have a good night.
都希望大家有一个好的晚上。Thank you, Father. 多谢神父。
谢谢。